Council meets at the Richard Services Building and starts their work session at about 3:30 p.m. At about 3:40, they will get a presentation on the redesigned county website. County Manager Tom Fisher said they gathered input from both their staff and outsiders on how to improve the site.
You know, we've spent about the last 6 months to a year with an internal team looking at the website, looking with our provider Civic Plus at what things they have to offer to make it act better, make it a little easier for folks to navigate. Of course, that's always a personal judgment, but we think we've made some improvements and even offered some space to some local artists in order to display some of their pictures along the way.
At 4 p.m., the council will discuss where they want to go with some kind of public lands initiative, or PLI, on their national forest lands in the Uintas. One option is for the county to pursue its own PLI, but Fisher said they've learned from Emory County that their initiative took several years and a lot of staff time. Fisher said they've also thought about how much help they can get from Utah's congressional delegation.
We've talked to Senator Romney's office, and you know they're very supportive of doing something, but they're giving us advice on timing. And then, of course, with Congressman Bishop likely retiring this year, that changes the landscape for us locally as well, since he's our representative.
The option recommended by the staff, said Fisher, was to pursue funding to protect the forests against wildfire and to maintain watershed quality.
Certainly, wildfire management is a big national focus right now due to some of the issues that in the West from last year, especially in California. So there might be some opportunities to take advantage of there, as well as there's opportunities that our local forest managers want to pursue in concert with the county. And those might be the low-hanging fruit to accomplish some of our goals that would be looked at under the PLI. While we reconsider that whole initiative.
And at 5 p.m., the council will consider a decision on whether to allow an entry gate at the Trails at Jeremy Ranch subdivision. The county manager had determined that the gate, installed in 2001, was an illegal, non-conforming use, but a group of homeowners have claimed that the record, going back to the 1990s, shows the county knew a gate was planned and allowed it. The appeal record on the issue runs to over 1,000 pages. After a hearing in June, the council deferred action to get more information on two items. First, under the 1994 planning code, was the gate defined as a use and was the use allowed? Also, was a precedent set by a gate in the Moose Hollow subdivision? Fisher said attorneys for both sides have been directed to add some short legal briefs for the record. He said he doesn't know if the council will take more testimony. We asked him why the dispute matters.
I think there's been issues in the past around access. Certainly there's emergency access concerns about gates. Our code since that time does not allow gates, except on in certain situations. But, you know, I think those are the things that get raised. And the other part of it is that If it was not contemplated at the time and it was then put in, there's an issue with that in regards to what was agreed to be built.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.